I've done it. I've done it. Igor, look. Look Master. Upon my creation.
It's beautiful.
They told me it couldn't be done. They warned me not to traipse into the realms of gods. But here we are. The day is here.
It's the most evil thing I've ever seen.
And I made it. Now let's get it.
And I helped.
Let's get this thing boxed up and over to the Monster Thrash, part two.
Yes, Master. Hello! Welcome to the Monster Thrash! I'm your host, Wolfman, the Wolfman for Real Jack. We're here rocking and rolling ourselves into the grave! This is the Monster Thrash 2.0! And I'm joined here by the hosts, Dracula, Barry, and Dr. Frankenstein! Get those hot rods ready and get the booze a-flowing! My booze, I mean B-O-O-S. It's spooky. Oh! I'm here spinning and scratching the records. And by scratching, I mean with my claws. I don't do rap. I'm terrible at it. I tried. Here's the party time kings of all the spooky things. Dracula, Barry, and Frankenstein. Not the monster, the doctor.
Wow, that was a really great introduction, Wolfman.
Yeah, that was some introduction, I have to say. You've really got it together, Wolfman, but don't talk to us for the rest of the night, please.
I've never felt this more hyped up in my life. I really appreciate it. Feel like, you know, the red carpet's out here in front of me. That's nice.
Well, we've got the big night planned tonight. We're going to have the boat fight guys on. They're the guests of honor this year. And this year, Colby is not in the victim section.
Oh, wow. Lucky him.
Well, we got the other people.
Yeah, I mean, he was able to come back from the other side.
I forgot about that.
I did also. I am excited. We're going to have a dance contest. That probably won't make it into the show. It's kind of a visual thing.
Yeah, I'm going to skip
that. Even now, we're in a conga line, but nobody can tell.
Yeah, it's a good thing we got these mobile mics. We've got, like, those Phil Collins drummer mic things. I don't know what they're called. So we're doing that.
I'm unveiling my new monster.
Yes, exactly. I'm very excited for that.
It's exciting stuff.
There's going to be all kinds of party games. We're going to interview Boris Karlots. And at the end of the night, Thaddeus Pendragon is going to come and try to open a portal into the Netherrealm again.
Hello. Yes, that's right.
Oh, I didn't see you there. Sorry, the conga line's got me all mixed up.
You're fine. Yes, I will be rejoining the festivities in a bit. I must gather my supplies in order to make this happen.
Well, sounds good. We'll talk to you a little later.
Bye.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up a little later.
Ooh, Mr. Microphone.
Well, let's start with the interview with Boris Karlots. What do you say?
I mean, I guess. I thought we'd walk around the party.
Well, we are. We're in a conga line. We're going to do it in the line.
I wasn't. I'm next to the conga line.
Yeah, it is weird that you're just walking beside of us.
Listen, I'm a nonconformist.
We're here
you
to
know
have a
this
good
about
time.
Me. I am. I'm laughing at you fools.
Hey, more conga for us.
Fucking
am I right?
Sheep.
This is just his separation anxiety getting up his dander. Just he's fine out there. It's fine.
Well, I haven't left.
I didn't realize psychology was one of your doctorates as well.
Like I said, many brains, many sacks.
Oh, God.
I can diagnose that as a sneeze.
Thank you. I had some bad blood on the way here. All right, fellas, so unlike the Beetlejuice movie, let's jump out of the line and rock our bodies out of time to interview Boris Karlots. Look, I didn't take the Segway class at the broadcast school.
It was confusing.
You know, jump in the line, she dances with the dead football players. It's Halloween themed.
So Boris Karlots, huh?
Yes.
Oh, hello, Boris. Welcome.
I see that you're here. Did you bring the car I sold you?
Oh, yeah, he's way back there.
Okay. Hey, how you doing? Honk, honk.
You know, I've never seen you two together.
It's weird because he's actually my primary means of getting around.
It's kind of like a, Spider-Man Peter Parker situation.
I really like him. I mean, he's,
Who, Peter Parker?
No,
Spider-Man?
No. Spooky car. He's, you know, he's kind of green in a sense. He recycles all my unused parts.
I like Murder Car. He's one of my favorites.
He was one of my best sellers. He killed so many people and I just get him back.
Yeah, I've kind of restricted him from the actual killing. He's more or less just a like a processor, like a food, a body processor. Yeah.
He's like a vehicular slap chop.
Yeah, or like a juicer. You know, Dracula, I'm sure you could get on that.
Much like John F. Kennedy, he's kind of like a magic bullet.
Yeah.
It's also a kind of blender. Barry, you seem upset.
I want to do an impression of you so bad.
Well, don't. I'll find it insulting.
I figured. That's why I didn't do it.
So, Boris, are you just here to plug your car lot again? Or you got any new vehicles you'd like to speak on?
Well, like last year, I am sponsoring this event.
And thank you.
And I forgot to say, didn't see an uptick in sales after the first one.
I don't know. Ever since we've moved over to Boat Fright, things are looking pretty good.
Yeah, so far it seems like it's really working. I've been getting more introduction work than I've ever had.
Yeah, I mean, you've been with us since the start.
Aside from running my car lot, I have been doing a lot of voice work. Of course, your commercials, but I have some... A lot of people don't know this. I was the original singer on the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash?
That's right.
Do you want to give us a couple of bars, or...?
I don't think we have to.
Yeah, it's unnecessary.
I thought that was another guy.
Ooh, they would have you believe that. Look, you kill a couple of studios.
I thought you did that other one, the knockoff one.
I did all of them.
There's more?
But they took my name. Of course there are. There's one for every holiday. Like the Thanksgiving mash.
Potatoes.
Yes. It's primarily about potatoes. There was the Columbus Day mash.
Ooh, that was probably pretty bloody.
It's about smallpox, mostly.
Oh, no.
There was the Secretary's Day mash.
Was that about big pox?
No. It's more about, you know, getting a card for your secretary.
Well, that's good.
Maybe not being harassed.
They're not all as spooky as the Halloween version.
It's pretty scary.
No, it's like the Wonka Factory. It's a literal glass ceiling up there.
He gets it.
Yeah, but there's no glass elevator, as far as I know.
Oh.
Not yet. Wink, wink. That's not what I'm unveiling. I just want to put that out there.
This is unrelated, but wasn't
there... It doesn't sound like a monster.
Wasn't there a sequel to that book that was about the magic elevator?
Yes.
Actually, I know a bit about this. It's actually based on a space station that Wonka had built, and there's an alien invasion coming. It's ridiculous.
Is that true?
Are you having fun with me?
Sounds like
nope.
It.
Read in elementary school. Changed my life.
Wait, who's talking?
It's Dr. Frankenstein, of course.
Not the car.
Oh, I'm back here! Honk, honk, murder, murder.
Okay.
I really feel like you should let him get a couple of murders under his belt. It keeps him happy.
Yeah, I'll go with him.
Inevitably, I have a few libations, go out on the road.
So, does he kill them, or are you just driving drunk and kill people?
Chicken or the egg? I mean, I can't afford a Tesla, and he's like the next best thing. You know, he's
the Bethla.
Second no.
Bethla.
He's you know, he's kind of my best friend. Don't tell Igor.
Oh, I'll try not to. Although we are on a text thread together. Leather Halloween.
Wait a minute, are we mic'd right now?
Of course, it's the monster thread.
Oh no, Igor.
I see him over there trying to throw a little girl into a pond.
Igor's doing that?
Wait, which one's Igor?
Not
is
the
he the big one or the
monster.
Little one?
He's the little one.
No, that's the other one.
Oh, wait, yeah. Yeah, my boy's out there.
Oh, good.
Little girl, flower broke!
Splash.
Hey, you get him, Frankie.
I hope you're proud of me, Dad!
I sure am, Frankie Jr.
How about a game of catch later?
You got it. Let's throw around a severed head, because that's on theme.
Halloween!
Halloween!
Oh, it rhymed.
So anyway...
And not only do I work in corpses and animal parts, I also work in rhyme schemes.
I think work is being generous.
I was going to say, do you have a lot of paying gigs?
Yeah, ever since the Drive Time Radio show kicked off at the top of the month, yeah, it's been coming in nicely.
Well, that's good. Frankly Speaking, it's a good show.
You're as surprised as I am.
Yeah, you're right.
All of my cars, I tune the radios to that and then break the knobs.
Seems aggressive guerrilla marketing.
Yeah, especially since you can't get podcasts on the radio.
Look, it's my car lot. I'll do what I want. I fitted all of them with an iPod Nano. With just enough room for two episodes.
Mm-hmm. That's good. It's probably the original iPod then.
So, Boris.
Yeah.
What else have you been doing? I think I heard you on something around Christmas, didn't I?
Yes, I did. It was called The Monster's Holiday.
No, I don't think that was it.
Oh, you're
talking... like The Crunch or something?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't about the Nestle bar with the Rice Krispies in it.
Oh, it's so good.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Ooh. Yeah.
It's pretty low on my candy bar.
If this was like 1965, it was delicious.
How old are you?
It doesn't matter.
We didn't know a lot about candy back then. I mean, if it was sweet, it's fine.
Only like six of them.
Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Zoot Zoot Riot.
Mr. Good Bar. Yeah, Zoot Zoot Riot.
Bit of Honey.
100 Grand Bar.
Now, those came later. Didn't they?
Back then, it was just the 10 Grand Bar.
I don't know. Didn't Baby Ruth come out in the 60s?
I think it came out in the 30s.
Oh, 30s, probably. My math is bad.
Did Babe Ruth eat Babe Ruth's Baby Ruth's?
You know what? I think that's a misnomer. I think that Baby Ruth has nothing to do with Babe Ruth.
It doesn't matter.
Baby Ruth?
Oh, God. Hi, Sloth.
Hey, you guys!
Oh, boy, love Sloth.
He's one of my favorites. I love that movie.
No, actually, it's just me, Colby.
Oh, Colby. What are you...
Hey,
wait,
guys,
you guys
what's
are back
on?
From vacation? You ever fucking back? What's going on here?
Yeah, do I really look that much like Sloth? That's fucked up.
I mean, Colby,
well,
we didn't want to tell
Sloth
you.
Take off that Sloth mask.
It's just my face, you fucker.
Oh, boy.
This is fucked up.
I mean, didn't you say your last name was Fratelli?
I thought it was Joke Man.
It is. Fuck all you guys. I'm getting punched.
All right, man. Later.
Well, I'm sorry. Are we interview? Like, are we interrupting your interview here? Like,
what's happening? What's happening here?
Well, first off, I would like to say I'm sorry that we took October off and we really couldn't promote the Monster Thrash for you. And I feel bad about it.
I'm sorry for the listeners.
Yeah. You know, just taking a month off. I don't know.
I mean, it's okay, guys. We've been providing boat fright for them.
You've been doing what now?
We've had a show going the whole time you've been gone.
Boat fright, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not on our feed, is it?
Of course.
Been getting quite a few listens.
Yeah, way more than boat fight.
Well, I mean, God damn it. We leave for like... granted, we were gone for a month.
We were gone a whole month.
And we didn't like...
Sorry, guys, what did I miss?
Apparently these assholes have been doing a fucking podcast through our network the whole time.
You haven't been listening?
No,
have you?
Boat Fright.
You've been listening to Boat Fright?
Yeah, I took the sabbatical to buy a juicer, and I've been loving the shit.
We've all been on vacation in Dayton, Ohio together, sharing the same single-bed hotel room, and this whole time you didn't think to tell us.
Why would
that
you
they
guys
were doing,
do that?
Because we're cheap. Because you didn't think to tell us that they've been using our feed to put a fucking show out.
I mean, we've all been sitting in silence with earbuds, and I figured you guys were listening too.
Well, I was listening to an audiobook.
What'd you listen to?
Mein Kampf.
Really?
Nah, I was just fucking with you. I didn't.
It's actually the Communist Manifesto.
No, it was Mein Kampf. I'm getting ready for the Trump presidency for when it finally just goes completely all the way fascist.
It's fine.
Yeah. It's soon enough.
Yeah. I bought a gun. And a juicer.
You know, this is me being real. I had the thought the other day, like, I hope my pets live forever and the country will just give me 40 more years before it falls to shit so I can just die.
Agreed.
We're on track with that.
Yeah.
If it's back to your regularly scheduled program.
Anyway, sorry guys, you guys are like in the middle of something here.
Yeah, alright.
This is really unprofessional.
Yeah, this is kind of why we just kind of took it the reins ourselves. It just felt better.
Yeah.
So you guys are saying you seized the means of production, which is the other audiobook I've been listening to.
Yeah, I'm starting to see some correlations here. I mean,
look, this country can go one of two ways, and I'm going to be ready either way.
I guess, are you in the market for a like an elephant trunk or something? Or
Not currently, but I'll call you if
like
I do.
Like a turtle shell you can crawl into, or maybe a long neck you can stick your head in the ground?
Wait, if I had a turtle shell, I could be the rude dude with the attitude. Then I could do machines? Be fucking... Maybe. We'll talk later.
Do machines. No, you lost me on that one.
Donatello.
Is that something he says?
He does machines.
It's part of the theme song.
What? Okay.
We'll look it up on a break. Okay. I promise it's real.
And we're back. Thanks, guys. I've missed a lot of turtle history, I suppose, as it were.
So you're a bit of late. A turtle displaced out of time.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't get that reference either.
It's an arcade game.
Hey, let's queue up for another break.
Now I'm introducing us. We're back.
So now that we've played Turtles in Time...
Oh, God. I need more tokens.
Oh, you're not still playing it, are you? We're trying to... Thank you for being patient, Boris.
Yeah, no, Boris, thank you for bringing a Turtles in Time arcade game. This is really classing up the joint. I love it.
You know, I'm branching out into haunted arcade games.
Ooh, like the haunted pinball from Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Or this specific cabinet was at a skate around and a child tripped and one of the joysticks went into his eye socket. It's still haunted by its ghost.
And his eyes.
Well, I didn't clean it off.
It's fine. I'm used to arcade machines being, like, sticky and just kind of sweaty.
Yeah.
This one also sweats blood. Kind of like the poltergeist house.
So anyway, during the break, guys, what'd you think of that listen to Boat Fright?
Well, first off, I thought it was pretty weird to take a break that long.
Well, I mean, I didn't really like sharing the room with everybody, but it was warm at night.
Hmm.
I will say that.
I feel like we're a lot closer now.
And Boat Fright was pretty good.
And I'm genuinely surprised how much body heat you put off.
I'm a really hot person. Yeah, I know.
I mean, the curtains caught fire.
Yeah.
And they were like 5 feet away from you.
I mean, that's what happens.
Are you talking about the meat curtains?
Yeah, the band The Meat Curtains was there and they caught fire.
No, Colby's talking about his meat curtains.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must not have been paying that much attention.
Yep, my sloppy hangers. Jesus. Here come the bats.
Yeah, guys, this is terrifying.
Frankenstein, can you do something about that, by the way?
What, the bats?
Yes, the bats. No! The fucking hangers.
His sloppy hangers. Nope, we're gonna let nature take its course.
The one time you won't play God.
You ever see that movie Gravity?
No, actually. Chris loaned it to me and I never watched it.
You should watch it.
Anyway, this is Gravity Part 2.
Oh, what, like Hot Shots?
It's like a nature documentary.
Is Ryan Stiles in it?
Is Charlie Sheen in it?
No, we got Val Kilmer, weirdly enough. He had just got off of Top Secret. It was...
What's Top Secret?
You've never seen Top Secret?
No.
Oh, dude.
Well, I'd tell you about it, but it's a secret.
What about Boris? He's been quiet.
No, I'm still here. We almost talked about my arcade game business, but that stopped.
Oh, fuck, yeah. All right, so...
No, it's fine. It's fine.
What other games do you have?
Well, I've got Galaga, but that one has a child's skull in it.
In it?
Yeah, in the coin slot.
So it doesn't work.
You got a dragon's crown?
Yeah, but it's not haunted. It's just shitty.
You have dragon's lair?
I assume that's
what he meant.
I figured.
I was just going with it.
Going with it.
Oh.
I don't come down to where you work and make fun of you, fucking big head sloth looking fuck.
I think we should, for exchange of tickets, you should give out goo ropes. Straight from Goo-Ropa.
Yeah.
Hitting all the highlights.
Yeah.
Look, guys, I'm just gonna go.
You should probably just go.
Feel pretty insulted.
You feel insulted? I've been compared to sloth since I walked in here.
Hey, if the giant hat fits, wear
my sloppy hangers.
You got a lot of problems.
Colby, have you been drinking that punch?
Yeah, it's pineapple punch. I figured it would make my cum taste good.
No, it's blood.
Are you gonna drink your own cum?
I'm not.
Well, it's still blood. It was blood last year, it's blood this year.
Pineapple.
I don't know where you're getting the pineapple flavor.
It's like Hawaiian blood?
No, just blood.
Yep, that's definitely blood.
Have you ever eaten a pineapple?
It's got four valves, fleshy, about the size of my hand.
Colby, I need you to sit down.
It's really tough, like when you chew into it.
Yeah, Barry gets it.
Yeah.
After you eat these pineapples, do you feel like you've absorbed some sort of powers?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm the queen of dragons. What do you mean?
You know what? Never mind. Enjoy your pineapples. I'm sorry to have bothered
and
you.
Then I get fucked brutally by Jason Momoa.
Who doesn't?
How often?
Well, first season stuff.
Okay.
When I emerge from a burnt-down building nude, covered in dragons.
Covered
in... Just covered in dragons, my sloppy hangers.
I guess I'm going to have to rewatch that season. I don't remember any of this. It's really not ringing a bell.
He had a dragon from each hanger.
And one's perched on my throbbing erection.
Yeah.
Look, guys, the conga line's starting to move. Why don't you just take over for a while? I need a minute. This is not good. See, this is why people liked Boat Fright. Like, this is shit. Plain and simple. Look, the conga line's moving. We're going to go. Just take over and do whatever it is that you do.
Hey, guys, what just happened?
Pilot season, baby.
What pilot?
Apparently I'm Hollywood now.
What, like fucking Colby Joke Man's meat hangers go to Hollywood?
No, he's hopefully long gone. If we're lucky.
Colby?
Nope, just me.
Oh.
And those two assholes that hang out with him.
Who?
You know, Jimby and Wimby.
Oh, fuck those guys.
You thought you liked them.
No.
Yeah, I know. Last time you, like, dream warriored them.
Did I?
I thought you guys really hit it off. Like, you seemed like you were having a good time.
Did that happen? Oh, is that them?
No, it's just Colby giggling.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry, I got tickled.
Colby. Why don't you get some pineapples?
Wait, did you hear that?
I do.
Sorry, I was looking at Colby's face.
What's wrong with you guys? Did you get into, like, the mushrooms? You get into giggles?
No, this thing scared the shit out of me.
What, mushrooms?
Yeah.
I only did it once, but I had a great time.
They're just little tiny mushrooms.
Psychedelics. Well, I got them on my pizza, but no, psychedelics. My brain is not ready.
Wait. Well, I mean, shit, I guess we're running the show now. Like,
I wasn't ready to come back to the show. I thought we were attending a party tonight. Like, what's happening?
Didn't this happen to us last year? Didn't they, like, put us into service?
I don't know.
Didn't I die or something?
Yeah, you went to, like, Army of Darkness World and came back or something.
I mean, I heard the episode. Something like that happened. Like, I wasn't there.
I mean, mostly me and Chris were just hanging out drinking blood.
Right? I wasn't there, man. That wasn't me.
Oh, yeah, you're not that. I always forget
You guys
that.
Keep forgetting that.
I'm sorry, buddy. Can't you just get his memories or something? This is really irritating.
How do we do that? Dr. Frankenstein?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
What if we went...
No, the conga line's coming back around.
What if we...
Conga!
What if Cheddar Tad brought you back in time to Chris 1 still alive, and then you somehow took his memories... to me in this
time. The only reason I'm opposed to doing that is you, Chris, would cease to exist.
Why?
Because your brain would be removed and replaced by another.
Oh, I see. So I would lose the memory as I currently
It's happened
have
to
his.
Me every time.
And you'd lose that bowler hat, probably.
Every 52 times I've done this, yes.
I'm not doing it.
The 51st iteration was a real chill dude. He just, you know.
I'm not doing it. Sorry, guys.
Did we know you when you were 51 before right now, or...
Nope. We're riding on 50 years right now.
Wait, what? The brain you've had now is for 50 years?
I'm set for Alzheimer's in a couple of years. It's not good.
So we should potentially be there for your next brain.
I think that's a good setup for another time.
Like 2 years from now?
Sure! Let's start making the t-shirts.
Well, I can see the conga line moving. Sorry to have bothered you.
It's okay, conga, conga, congo.
Well, shit, let's just go into show mode.
Yeah, let's go grab, you want to grab somebody from the party?
Well, I figured, you know, how do we always do our show? We got to fill time, but we don't want to have to do anything of importance or planning.
Right.
Do you know
me
what
to
I'm
go
thinking?
Flo.
No, she's not here. I'm thinking Spotify segment. It's pointless. We don't have to prep. And we just fucking do it.
I mean, I guess. Sounds lazy.
Need a little more enthusiasm out of you guys. Come on.
We're both quiet.
Yeah, let's get it back next week.
Nah, we're doing it now. I got something ready.
All right, let's do another edition of Spot of Tries and Fails with Eric Brown's Muzak.
Halloween edition.
Yep.
All right, so in preparation for the Spotify segment, I've prepared 13 Halloween-related songs. And I think with these songs, you will have the ultimate Halloween party jam.
I know one of them.
It's not Baker Street.
Nope, I know another one of them.
So, we're going to forego the scary category because they'll all be scary.
I was going to bring that up. I was very concerned for my well-being.
And I think for this one...
Well, it sounds like you're going to be scared the whole time, Colby.
Oh, that's what that means. Yes. Fuck.
Yeah. I think for this one, we'll just forego all the other categories and we'll just break it down to... In this Halloween edition, scary... Or, I don't know.
Mary.
Underwary.
Okay. I like mine better.
I don't like either of them.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. We're breaking it down into three categories.
Oh, yeah, let me get category.
Yep.
God damn you, Colby. Category. You're always trying to do this to me.
What?
We talked about this.
He's right next to Philip Time.
Motherfucker. All right, we got three categories. Fuck, scary, kill.
Perfect.
Perfect. So,
fuck, songs we would fuck to.
Do you got pen?
We'll just remember it, okay?
We'll remember.
No, we won't.
All right, fine.
Everything's right there.
Hey, Philip, you got a pen?
Yeah, surely do.
Here, I got the pen. Paper stuff there.
Here, just...
That's
just
that is the... Hey, Frankenstein, when you come back around, could you help him with his throwing? Maybe get him a little...
Nobody will be able to help him with his throwing. No.
The conga line's really moving.
Bye!
Now that Chris has weakly thrown a pin at me and I've set up the scoreboard, it's time to play Fuck, Scary, Kill with my 13 songs of Halloween.
Number one.
First up, no Halloween party mix would be complete without The Monster Mash by... Well, I mean, it says Bobby Boris Pickett here, but we may have heard something otherwise. But here we go. Coming up first, Monster Mash. With a long... fucking intro.
Truncated, extended. Not truncated. What's the opposite?
I'm gonna say right off the bat, fuck. I fucked the shit out of Monster Mash.
So is it music we would fuck by, or are we willing to fuck the concept of the song?
That's how I'm taking it, yes.
Okay, let's just make it personal choice as to how we interpret it.
Fair enough.
I kill this song. I do not like the Monster Mash.
Perfect.
Well, I'm gonna add Colby to the kill list. We got one kill, one fuck. I'm voting fuck as well. I'd fuck to this song. I haven't, but I would.
The night is young.
Hey, you ain't kidding. Up next, we have The Twilight Zone by The Ventures. Weirdly, there was a lot of surf music, like covers of horror shows.
There's a good bit of crossover with, like, roadsters and zombies.
I think I might be taking this question too seriously.
Yeah, you seem really lost in thought.
I am.
Sounds like the opening to Black Books.
I kind of want to marry it for its pure ingenuity and its creativity.
I do like the ballsiness of it.
It's very good.
I'll go marry as
Mary.
Well. Although the category is scary, so...
I would scary it in a minute.
Scary.
All right. We would all
because I'm interpreting them. Scary as Mary.
Next up... A Nightmare on My Street by DJ Jazzy Jeff and The Fresh Prince.
Why does Jazzy Jeff get the first billing?
Don't ask me.
He always has. Just, it's always been DJ
parents?
Jazzy Jeff and The Fresh Prince.
Hey, always. I mean, I understand.
Always. Why?
It's always been DJ Jazzy Jeff and The Fresh Prince.
I don't know that this fits any of the categories for me. I certainly would marry it.
I hate this. Kill it, because it sucks.
He was scared as hell. Kill it.
That is some edgy rapping. Saying hell in a rap song? Ooh.
Kill.
At least he didn't say heck.
I got...
Oh, you know what kill really means? Skiappa!
I think you've seen through my ruse.
Uh-huh.
All right, so I got two kills. What are you voting, Colby?
Kill. Yeah.
Three kills.
Do it now.
Next up.
Who knows?
The Shadow Knows by Link Ray and the Raymen. The hearts of men.
Scary.
The Shadow Knows.
This is like Lamont Cranston in The Shadow?
Yeah, supposed to be. I like it.
Yeah.
Sounds like something out of a Robert Rodriguez movie.
Fuck.
It could be a fuck scene.
I agree. I'm going to say fuck.
Two fucks. I'm going scary. I'd scary it. I'd commit to holy matrimony.
You'd commit to it?
Yeah. You know, I wouldn't annul that scarriage.
Fucking Miss Piggy over here.
Most honorable Miss Piggy.
Oh boy. It's a Monster's Holiday by Buck Owens.
Like Halloween.
And an unprecedented move. I would fuck and scary this song.
I would kill this song.
I'm gonna say kill. I hate this song.
I'm disregarding those votes.
Nope.
Skill.
You better write our votes down.
Fine.
It's important.
It is important.
It's my favorite song in the world.
The integrity of Spotify tries but fails.
I guess we could just fucking have two votes to kill my favorite song in the world.
Word. We hate your song.
The Gonk from Day of the Dead, or Dawn of the Dead. That's the end where, like, all the zombies are walking around the mall.
Oh, yeah.
In retrospect, this was a mistake.
Yeah, I...
Kill. Yeah, three kills.
Want to kill myself.
Not an option.
To this song.
To the song.
Okay, I may amend the kill category. That's for the hardcore horror fans. Next up, The Crypt Jam from Tales from the Crypt. I had to include two raps, Halloween raps. I think this is the better of the two.
You should have done the Run the Jewels rap with Stephen Colbert.
Well, it wasn't on Spotted Try.
All you have to do is come to the Crypt Keeper's party.
See, I told you the humor was bad.
It's not good. Was there a joke? Did I miss a joke?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Kind of a jam, though.
No.
I fucked to this.
Me and Coley are on the same wavelength. We're gonna fuck to this.
We're gonna fuck right in front of you, Chris.
Okay, go.
Ow. Ow. Ow.
This is better than I thought it would be.
We gotta get some actual lyrics.
Go for it.
This is the keeper, for I have a tasty treat. Inviting you all.
This is like fucking rapping Rodney. This is awful.
Oh, what do you mean?
Rodney?
Skeletons of fun. Next, Bad Voodoo by The Creeps.
Again with that roadster.
The
zombie.
Creeps are
kind of
cool, though.
I like The Creeps. I wish we had That's a Jam as a category instead of Fuck, Scary, Kill, but unfortunately we don't. Long intro. Take my word, it's pretty scary. I'd scary that song.
I'd scary this song.
I'm waiting. I'll scare the shit out of the song.
Nice. About to have a fucking...
I like The Creeps.
About to have like a straight up Mormon scarriage.
We can all be sister wives.
Hey, you know, it's awful big of me. Next up, The Lurch by Ted Cassidy.
I knew it.
You knew this would be...
This is the one I said I knew.
There's a lost off-mic segment to this that is funnier than anything else that ever happened on our show.
No.
That's not true.
It seriously sounds like they're saying Hitler.
Hitler!
Wait. God damn it.
Well, you gotta wait for it to come back.
Yeah.
Hitler!
Is he jerking off during this song?
Hitler!
He might be jerking off to this song. He's like, my pleasure.
So I don't know. I guess fuck.
I mean, he's jerking off,
right? It's sexy.
It's a kill. It's a kill for me.
Oh, you're crazy. That's two fucks and a kill.
Yeah.
It's a brand new bitch.
Yeah, he's jerking it. All right, next.
Hitler!
Over at the Frankenstein Place from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Mm. My favorite song from it. Slow build. Water the pelt. You know, it's Halloween. You gotta take your time.
I would do a scary on this one.
Susan Sarandon has a pretty good voice. Gotta give it to her.
And wreck. She's hot
back. She served?
Yeah, yes. She was in a wreck.
Yeah. What?
Don't worry about it.
Sloppy hangers.
You got a one-track mind tonight.
They didn't seem very sloppy to me.
No, it's like freshly made Jello.
I'm going scary.
I'm saying fuck.
All right, we got a fuck. We got a scary. What's your vote, Goldie?
I said scary at the top. Scary. Yeah, no, I know this song.
Scary at the top, party in the back.
Yep. Hangers in the slop.
Oh God. She's My Witch by Southern Culture on the Skids. They did like a whole Halloween album. I like the whole album. Halloween, like, in general, just seems to be in, like, rockabilly.
I was gonna say, why does it all sound like this?
It's like the official music of Halloween.
It all sounds like From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah. I mean, as a guy who likes Halloween music, though, it's all like that. Like, there's not, like, a Halloween, like, Bing Crosby song. Or like a Halloween pop song.
I will put this in the kill category.
I'm indifferent. So kill?
Kill, two kills.
She's my witch.
Eh.
Love her though, she's good and bad.
Hey, you Tom. Read Your Brains by Jonathan Coulton. It's a song about zombies.
It's good to see you, buddy. How have you been?
Please, nobody talk.
Things have been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie.
This is terrible.
Now.
Yeah, kill.
I really wish you.
What the fuck? This is like singer songwriter garbage.
It's like a joke song, like, and obviously we can't listen to the whole song. So, all right, I fucked up, right? Look, I get it.
But here's an FYI.
Next up, Out of Limits by the Marquettes. Another surf music cover.
I was going to say, it sounds exactly like the Twilight Zone theme earlier.
Yeah, but it's the Outer Limits, which is a poor knockoff of the Twilight Zone. Much like this is a poor knockoff of that song.
Which makes it more sense. If we marry the first one, we're going to
kill.
Honestly, I think I like this one better.
Fast forward.
Ooh. Nope, lost me.
Fast forward. Nah.
Alright, so we got three kills. And that was the last song of the 13. We got 10 votes for fuck, 11 votes for scary, and the breakaway category kill, 17 votes.
It's themed music. It's just hard. Like, it's not...
Yeah. I mean...
365. I mean, like, yeah, if you were DJing a Halloween party of sorts that we're at, then it would be great.
So I feel like our score should have been better.
Yeah.
I mean, I will give Halloween that, though. Like, I hate every fucking Christmas song ever written, except for, like, the Charlie Brown Christmas music. Mm. I love a
Dicks
lot
of... Dicks and Balls and Beer?
Yeah. I love a lot of Halloween music. Like, just from, like... And those are the two holidays that have music. Like, there aren't, like, Arbor Day songs. Except for that Boris Karloff, or Carlott song he was talking about. Anyway. I think, ultimately, we're gonna fuck scary, but not kill Halloween music as a concept.
Agreed.
No. Colby voted no.
We will not be killing it. Yes.
Confusing, but okay. And that was Spotted Tries But Fails, the Halloween edition, the 13 songs of Spotted Try. Hey, we're back. You guys weren't doing that stupid music thing, were you?
I hope not. Eric made us, man. He just won't stop.
I got a real hard on for it, man. I'm sorry. I like it.
Well, I mean, this is our show.
Is it?
Yeah, you guys just fucked off.
Well, like, so you leave? Like,
yeah. Like,
so if you leave your apartment, I have every right to go in and, like, go shit in your toilet and, like, eat your food?
Well, actually, yeah, squatter's rights.
Fuck you, they got us.
Colby.
What? Don't tell
dude,
them that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's for living, though. I mean, it's still our show, but I don't know.
L-I-V-I-N?
Judge well, we Judy would say that, like... You know, possession is 3/10 of the law.
Yeah, but like, I own all the shit. I can just cancel the hosting and stuff.
How do they get your password to upload it?
I mean, it's just saved on
the computer. How'd you even get in the studio? We locked it.
Well, I might have turned into a mist and unlocked the door.
I mean, Colby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like Vampire 101, man.
I didn't go to monster school.
Oh, I did. Yeah. You know what, though? Let me tell you about it. Wait, we did that. You guys should listen. You'll know.
You guys should listen. It's great.
I mean, I'm gonna. It's probably better than what we do, right?
You all right, buddy?
You
seem real down about what we're doing here.
I'm sad, man. We went on vacation. We had the time of our lives.
Mm. Yeah, that Dayton trip was fucking great.
And then we came back and...
we saw the world's biggest ball of twine.
Fucking monsters are, like, all up in our shit. And they seem to be doing better.
Well, I mean, I don't know, man. What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Should we just go back to Dayton?
I mean,
you guys are sweet, but I don't know if we should date.
We'll ignore that.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I guess let's just join the festivities, try and have a good time, and take it from there, right?
There are no festivities now. You've bummed everyone out. We're just going to skip to the end.
Oh, fuck.
There he is. Get up here.
That's Eric.
It is usually me. He's got a point.
Thank you. Everyone, look upon me and weep in the sorrow that this will be the final day of days. For this will signify the finalization of the creation of the portal, which will bring forth our dark ruler.
Lula!
Lula! I have arranged 8 obsidian blocks into a gateway, which we will then activate with Flint. Flint, get over here.
Yeah.
Rub yourself on the obsidian.
Why am I on steel?
Here, take some steel wool.
Yeah, then you get this razor.
Yeah, rub yourself on it.
You're getting the razor.
Real slow. It's working. It's working.
Wait.
Hey! We did it!
Oh, look! The unholy beast is walking through the portal!
Oh, man.
Yeah! Oh, my God, David Lee Roth!
Oh, fuck!
Where's all the cocaine at?
It's back through that portal there.
Going back in! Ah!
All right, another year, another failure. Chalk this one up to experience. Bye, guys!
That was a close call.
Well.
Wait! The portal! It should be closing by now.
You have to take one of the obsidian blocks out.
That won't work.
What?
I don't have a diamond pickaxe.
Shit, all I've got is gold.
We're going to have to send something truly evil through there in order to shut it. I have... I got just the thing. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for my greatest creation today?
Wait, you don't mean...
a 3-headed Cosby.
Rudy!
It's time to do all evil. With the evil and the beevil and the portal and the
bud-bops.
I am here to entertain you, Rudy.
And provide the drinks.
Everybody go drink the punch.
Yes.
You have to send him through the portal. It's getting bigger. Since the patch came out, you can make them bigger now.
Look, 3-headed Cosby.
Yes!
I love you so much, but you gotta do this.
I love you too.
Only you can prevent David Lee Roth from walking this earth. Go! Go, you son of a bitch!
Ow! It's time to go into the portal, Theo!
And
Camille!
What?
And seal David Lee Roth inside the nether realm.
Forever!
Conceal!
Go, my beautiful creation! I love you!
Okay.
Daddy's great! Give us the chocolate cake!
It's done.
I can't believe he's gone.
Wow, that was a spectacle.
Well, look, guys, I don't want to be that guy, but the party's over. Everyone get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I know. Chris bummed everybody out. Way to go, Chris.
Me and Barry are late for a movie.
Yeah, we gotta go.
All right. Another year. Thaddeus, thank you. Dracula, Barry.
Thank you, Frank, Dr. Frankenstein. You were a good co-host.
Well, they're all leaving. You don't think they're going to keep doing this, do you?
What, the Monster Thrash?
Well, just taking our show.
I mean, it seemed to work.
Yeah, look at my sloppy hangers.
Oh. Thank you for listening to Boatfight, starring Chris Martinez, Eric Brown, and Colby Yoakum. Subscribe to us on iTunes and SoundCloud, but don't forget to rate and review. Boatfight is a proud member of the Asheville Society of Podcasters and a partner of Fudge Times and Appalachian Pie.
You've never been in a boat fight, have you?
Not Boris Karloff. Boris Karlotz.
Yeah.
Take that one again.
All right. Fire bad. Is that pretty much it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait. Before we start. No. That's the end.
Can this episode be called
Sloppy Hangers?